would support all of the initiatives, but the drug driving issue is being ignored for what reason, I don't know. Because they're advertising on the TV. They launched a campaign here in Letterkenny on the 13th of August in 2007. There's no figures that I can get in relation to this particular offence because it is part of Section 49(1) of the Road Traffic Act 1961.
The fundamental problem appears to be that the Gardaí do not have the equipment to reliably test for it. Is that the case?
That is very definitely the case. But why are they wasting money on advertising the said offence and not doing anything about it? They say that they're under instructions to ask drivers to get out of a car and hop on one leg and walk on a straight line. Well, by God, you know as well as what I do, Donald, there's some of them could walk on their heads.
Is it the case that there is no deterrent there because people know ultimately there's no way they can be caught?
That's basically the bottom line, because if a guard forms the opinion that if somebody is drug driving, they're taken back to the station. A doctor is called if one can be got, and a sample of blood and urine is then taken. That then is sent off for analysis. Now, it takes up to 12 weeks for that sample to be returned, and it's only returned if the guard in question follows a thing through.